Vayter in Shaspirin Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav. Begin about Nun Hema Beis Bada Bama. The page by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. Zok the Elik Mishnah. Hamagadef, a blasphemer. It's just someone goes ahead. They're using the shame Hashem as a curse. Hamagadef Einu Chayiv Ad Sheyafarish Es Hashem. He's not chayiv until he actually pronounces the name. Says Rashi, Sheyizkor Es Hashem. Avol Im Lo Hotzi Shem Mipiv El Shama Shem Yotze Mipi Acher. Here's the name of Hashem coming from someone else, and then he says, curse that, or whatever it is. That's not, is not chayef. I'm Rabbi Shuman Karcha, beep, turn the page. Nun Vavamanav. Bechol Yom Danin Es Ha'edim Bikinoi. When they come to examine these Edim, they do it by using a kino, using a nickname. In other words, we're talking about the Shem Hashem over here. So then we say, oh, did he say Shem Hashem? You don't say that, because then you're going to keep cursing Hashem's name when you're saying it. So he says, Yake Yossi Es Yossi. You ask them, did he say Yake Yossi? Should Yossi should smack Yossi? Yossi meaning Hashem. Nigmar Adim. Once they're doing the Nigmar Adim, though, Lahargan Mikinoi, they can't kill this person because of a Kinoi. Because maybe the guy, well, they say, he just said Yossi, and there's no problem with doing Yossi. Elamotzin called him Lachutz. They send everyone out of there. Says Rashi, to Genai, who Lashmiya Birchas Hashem Larabim. So Genai, they say the Hashem's, you know, name as a curse, Larabim. Sholin, as a Godol Shabinayim, they go and they ask the greater aid that's amongst them, Va'omer Lo, and they say to him, Emor Mashashamata Beferish, say what you heard straight up. You heard this guy cursing Hashem, say what you heard. Vahu Omer, and he goes and he says what he heard. Vatayim Omdim Arglaim, they stand on their feet. Vakarin, they go and they tear their clothing. Vloma Achen, they don't ever repair them. Vashini Omer Afanibo Kamo, and the second aid says, yeah, I also like him. Vashishi Omer Afanikamo, and the third one also says, I'm like him. Says Rashi Afani Shamati Kamo, Vain Sarch Lachso, Lahaski Bechaz Hashem, you have to go and do it again. Says Gemara. Tana Achivar Hashem B'Shem Nagim B'Chayim, until you curse the name of Hashem with the name. Minonim, either way to learn this from him, Shmuel Damar Karkas, the Pasuk says, Vinokev, a Pasuk in Vayikra, Vinokev, shame, Vinokvo, shame, Yumas. One who curses, Vinokev, the name, when he curses the name, he's going to be put to death. Now the question is, everything's based off this word nokev. The question is, what does that word nokev mean? You say it means curse, and that's how we're going to end. But in the meantime, we're going to figure out maybe it means something else. We might die nokev lishan de baruchehu. How do you know that the word nokev means a lashon of cursing? Dichsev ma ekov lo kavokel. Like it says by Bilam when he was trying to curse Am Yisrael Chai. He says, how can I curse who Hashem has not cursed? What's Azhara? The warning against not doing it says Elokim lo sekalo. Don't curse Hashem. Veimem mivrazhu says Gemara. But hold on, maybe the lashon of this lashon that's being used over here is echo over of nukvo. Maybe it actually means something else. It means to pierce through, to rip through something. Rashi says lashon kushyahu dein teres bintayim mivraz shelo litchov sakin lidkor nekev b'shem akasa b'klav. You have a name that's written on the cloth to go and stick a knife through it and do that. So we see that word, right? And they bored a hole in the deles. So you see it means, it could also mean making a hole. How do you know it means to curse? Where's that asar from? From the following. That you destroy their name and don't do that to Hashem. So therefore, maybe that's what it means. Says Gemara, being ashamed, ashamed. No, we need to. It has to be that a name is going on another name, Valeka, and we don't have that, right? Like it says, Vinokim shame bin nukvo shame. We had the double whammy over there, and it can't be that you're piercing the name with another name. Ve'ema the malach shnei shemas adadi. Maybe it means that there's two names that are resting one on top of the other. Ubaza lehu, and then you go and you ripped it up, and you stuck a knife through it and tore them both. Ahu noke v'chozer v'nokevu. No, that's like going through one and then doing another one. It's not like one name going through another. Ve'ema dechayik shema puma desakina. Why don't we say that? With the word name Hashem on the tip of a knife, and then Ubazim, when you run, you rip through papers with it. No, Ahu Chorfa the Sakinu the Kabaza. That's the sharpness of the knife that's doing it, but not actually the name itself. Ema Prushish Mehu. Maybe we should say that this pasuk is talking about being mefarish the shame, explicitly elucidating out the name. That they specified by names. Vasarasem Yachan Lazarus from your Hashem Lakechatira. Shafir Hashem your God. Says the Gemara, Chada, first of all, to be Nishem Hashim. He needs a name and on another name, right? Acting on another name. But like, you don't have that. Ode, Havali Asar Sasei. That's Asar Sasei. It's Hashem Al-Khachtir is an Asay. And Asar needs to be a Lo Sasei. Do not. Asar Sasei, Lo Shema Asar. It's not called Asar. Viba Yisem, another answer. The no cave means to curse. Pasuk says, Amar Krava, Yikova Yikalel. The Pasuk says at the beginning of there that that he pronounced the name of Hashem and he cursed. So we say that this is saying the Shem Hashem is part of the curse. Remember the Nokiv Klalahu. You learn that the word Nokiv is Klala. Vidoma ad avitavayu. Maybe you have to do both of them over there. That you have to do Vayikov and he cursed it. How do we know that you get it only for the cursing? Says the Gemara. It's to take out the one who's cursed. Lo siv hotzias and nokiv makala, the one who was nokiv emakala. So we learn from here that you only need one. I'm sorry, that nokiv and cursing is exactly the same thing, that it's one thing. And it's talking about a megadev, someone, a blasphemer of the name of the Lord. Tanu Rabbanan zok the heilige Braisa. Ish. The pasuk says, "V'nokiv Shem Hashem musimas." Oh no, I'm sorry. Ish ki yekala lelokav nasa cheto. So when it says the word ish, matam elom ish. Why does it say the double? It could have just said ish. Why does it say ish? The rabbis of Gacham. This is including non-Jews as well. They are warned against cursing Hashem's name just like Yidden. But the way that they're killed is through Saif. They chop off their head. Up for their head. The Misa by Benoach is with Saif. Rashi says, really, is that where we include the Goyim from that? No, we learn that from somewhere else. Hashem, Zubirchas Hashem. When it says in Genesis, in Bereishis, right in the beginning of the Torah, V'etzav Hashem Elokim ala aretz limor, mikol etzagan achot ochal, eat from anything of the God, etzagan over there, from the name Hashem over there, that's what they're included. It says Rashi Lakamid or Shinam Itzav Hashem. That's what they're included. So Gemara says we need both pesukim. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Lo Nitzchak Ela LeRabbis Is Akinuyim. This pasuk we need in order to include an Azara for Goyim, not to curse even other names of Hashem, like not only the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Says Rashi Lo Nitzchak Ish Ela LeRabbis Is Akinuyim Sheyu Akumus Harim. This goes in the world of Rabbi Meir, says Rashi, says the Gemara, right? He says that a Yid is also going to be chayav for cursing even other names, not just Yukir Vavke. The Tiber Tana Brisa, Ish ki yikal lukav v'nasa cheto, someone who curses Hashem and bears a sin, matam and lomar. Look for a number, v'no kev shem Hashem, so you must have known to say that somebody goes and curses Shem Hashem is going to be put to death. So what's coming to tell you? Lefisha number, v'no kev shem. You thought you're only chayev for the Shem HaMiyuchad. Rashi says, the Hok Siv Hashem. How do Shem HaMiyuchad? The Siv Zesh Shmili Olam. Minan and the Rabbis of Kedum, how do you include quote-unquote nicknames or other names, Elukim, Shakai, etc.? Talmud Lomer, Ish Ki Yekal El Elukav. We call Malcolm in any way. Divri Meir, Zagzik of Meir. Chamurim, they say, Al Shem HaMiyuchad B'Misa. That when the curse of Shem HaMiyuchad, then they get killed. But the other names, it's just Azhar. In other words, they're over an Isser, but he doesn't get the death penalty. Says the Gemara, Pligid Rav Mesha, Rav Yitzchak Nafka is actually arguing with Rav Mesha, the Amar Rav Mesha, Ben Noach Sheberich is Hashem Mikinuyim, Lirabanan Chayev. Right? Because we said before, Rav Meir holds something, so we come arguing with him. But here, seems to say not like that, right? He says that a Ben Noach that goes and curses Hashem with other names other than Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, L'Rabban, according to Rabban, L'Chayv is going to be Chayv to be killed. By time, how come the Makra, Kager Ke'ezrach, it says convert, or like an Ezrach, and
He says, Hashem, Hashem, he will be killed. Ger v'ezra chud b'inan b'nakvo shem, which is saying that a ger and ezrach, like a regular Yisrael, that we say when he says yudke vavke, aval ove kuchavim, afilu b'kino, we deal with ove kuchavim, a guy, then even with this tekinoi, he's also going to be chayiv. So Rabbi Yisrael is saying that the chachamim are agreeing with Rabbi Meir, and that a Noahide is going to be chayiv to be killed for even saying Shem Hashem, which is not the Yud Kevavke. But they learn it from another pasuk than Rabbi Meir, a ger ezrach. So now the Gemara asks, what's Rabbi Meir going to learn from that? Rabbi Meir, hi, kiger kezach me'avidle, what does he do with that? Ger v'ezrach b'skila, it's coming to say that a ger, the ezrach, someone converts to Yiddish, kind of regular, yeah, someone who didn't convert but was Jewish, they're killed with skila, they are killed by sayef, chop off with his head, you need this pasuk because you would have thought to say that sins, goyim, are included with the Yisraelim in this pasuk, but the death penalty for cursing a lower name other than Yukivavke, that also included in other parts of this also, and therefore they're going to get the same punishment. They're going to get skila, kamash milan, nope, it's kager ke ezrach. They're gonna get skila, but a guy is going to get saif. Now, for Rabbi Sagnafka, libidur abanan, hi kager ke ezrach mavidle. Rabbi Sagnafka, who says that according to the Chachamim, goyim are not going to be killed for saying a lower name, cursing a lower name. Haki ger ezrach ma'avidle, what does he do with those words there? Ger v'ezrach hu d'me'inan shem b'shem. He explains that only by a case of a ger and ezrach do we need, a ger is again a convert, ezrach is a regular yid, a native yid, that we require a name with another name in order to go to kill him. V'lov g'chavim lo b'inan shem b'shem. You don't need one name with another, right? He doesn't have to say, Hashem should strike Hashem to be chayev. Rather, you can just say, may Hashem be struck or something like that, and then he's already going to be chayev misa. Now, ish, according to Rabbi Meir, we said that a guy is going to be also to say a name other than Yud Kei Vav Kei, and now what did the Chacham learn from that double lashon there? Ish, lamali, why do I need both? Dibra Torah, kol shemidei adam, says, no, it's just the way that the Torah speaks, it's the way people speak, it's a normal way of talking. So don't dash in anything from it. Tanu Rabbanan, Sheva Mitzvos Nisavu B'nei Noach. We have something known as a Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Rashi says, Yalafula Kaman, and we're going to learn them. Dinim, that is that you have to have law. Ubirchas Hashem, cursing Hashem. Avoda Zara, Gilei Ra'ah, Shvichas Damim, V'Gezel, V'Ever Menachai. These are the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Beep, turn the page. Nun Vavu Mabez. Rabbanan Ben Gamla Omer. Chananya Ben Gamla Omer. Af al hadam minachai. They're also chayiv for eating dam minachai, dam blood that comes from a live animal. Rashi says, "Kulu yalef taimayu lekaman." We see this all in Daf Nun Tes and on. Rabbi Chidka Omer, he says, "Af al aserus." They're also going to be chayiv if a person goes and sterilizes a person, if one guy sterilizes a person or an animal. Not okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af al kishuf, also for witchcraft. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kola Omer b'parshas kishuf. Everything that's written in the Torah about kishuf ben Noach Musar Lav, he is warned that he's not allowed to do. Lo yimasi b'chol mavir bito, mavir beno ubito ba'esh kosim ksamim ma'onin u'menachish u'mechashif. You can't find someone who's going to bring his daughter or his son or his daughter through fire, and using any of these types of black magic. Someone's involved these things of a glau. Because of all these things, Hashem banished the nations from before you. And Hashem wouldn't punish them unless you warn them against doing such a thing. So therefore, we see that the Noach are usher to do these things as well. Wow, unbelievable. Seems that there's only seven mitzvahs. Seems like there's a lot more than just seven mitzvahs, even kilayim. Mutarim b'nei Noach lilbosh kilayim v'lezor kilayim, meaning they're mutter for them to go out and to wear kilayim and to plant it. Ve'in asurim ela barbas behema barbas ilan. They're only usher and bring one animal to another animal to mate them, one species another, and grafting these trees are different species also. Minani Mili, where do we know the saying of Shavuot Mitzvah? Salam Rabbi Yochanan, don't recall the Pasuk says, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Asad, Ala Adam Lemur, Mikol Yitzagan, Achol Tochal. Right now, it seems a little bit, we're going to break down what's going on over here. Tzav Elodinim. And he commanded them, those are the laws. I know that he's going to command his children. Hashem, Zubirchas Hashem. When it says the word Hashem, it's talking about the concept of Birchas Hashem. That is cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we were talking about the whole time over here, and we actually mentioned this earlier, that we're going to go through this idea over here. Okay, so that is cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chalila. V'cheinu Omer v'nokim Shem Hashem Mosimus, right? And it also says, someone goes and he's nokim Shem Hashem, he shall surely die. Right? So when it says Hashem, it's talking about the idea of, we see nokim Shem Hashem, so Hashem also it's talking about the cursing Hashem. Elohim Zovos Kochavim, this is talking about Avodah Zarah. V'cheinu Omer lo yelecha Elohim, Elohim Acherim. You can't have other gods, right? So we see over here that the word Elohim over there is talking about Avodah Zarah. Ala Adam Zushvichasdam, it's talking Shvichasdam. V'cheinu Omer Shofech Dam HaAdam. Somebody goes and sheds the blood of a man. Leimor zugila aratz, zugila aratz, chenu omer, leimor hein yishalach ish, asishto v'holcha mito, v'hoysa lishacher, like the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, talking about a woman who leaves her husband and goes to another man. Mikol etzagan, v'lo gezel, right? From the tree, without stealing. Acho tochal, v'lo ever min hachai, only eat these, but you can't have ever min hachai. Ki asa Rabbi Yitzchak. Ay. So those are where Shavu Mitzvahs are learned from. Ki asa Rabbi Yitzchak, when he came, Tani Yevcha, he learned the opposite. Vayitzav zu avi kachavim. He said, that's not. Dinim is avi kachavim. Elohim zu dinim. Vayitzav zu avi kachavim. And Elohim zu dinim. Well, it says Elohim, sorry, that's kind of talking about dinim. Bishlam Elokim Zudinim, makes sense to say that's like Medinim, the Sivin Nikrov Balabayas, El Elokim, that you bring him to Elokim, or actually Elohim here, the judge. Elavayitzav Zuavodazara, how do you know that? My Mashmo, where is our Mashmo? Savitzav means Vodazara. Chesav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Chadam once says, So Maherman Adercha Shirtsi Visem Asulahem, etc. Right, they did Avodazara when they did the golden calf. The Chadam once says, it has that Lushan over there again. Asher tzivisim and is connected to Avodah Zarah. Chad Amar Ashul Kefraim Ritzus Mishpat Ki Hol Holach Acharei Tzav. Pasuk in Hosea that suppressed his Ephraim, crushed by judgment because he willingly walked after the command that it's talking about of Avodah Zarah. So you see that lashon also there. My Bina, what's the difference between these two? Ikeh Bina, the difference is Avikachom Shas Avodah Zarah V'lo Yishtach Avodah. Let's say a guy who made an idol, but he didn't bow down to it. The Bible number, also the one who says that he learns it from the Lashon of they made it to be Shasasiyah Mishchayv. He's already chayv from the time he actually made it, even though he didn't bow to it. He really didn't actually serve this Avodah Zarah. Laman da Amar ki hol halach, since he went that way, ad azav asrael folachla, until he goes in that way, and he goes and he starts to serve it. That's the only time he's going to be chayv. Amar Rava, is there anyone who would say that somebody made an avodah zarah and didn't bow down to it that he's going to be chayiv? He didn't do anything yet. Things that a Yiddish court would kill a Jew for, then a Ben Noach is also warned against doing it as well. Ain bezin shel Yisrael mimisalem. If they don't go and kill for that, then ain ben Noach muzar aleim. L'mutemai. What's this coming to exclude? Lav l'mutem v'kacham shalos avodah zarah v'lo shtach v'lo. This is talking about the case of a guy who made avodah zarah but he didn't actually bow to it, because a yid is not going to be killed for this. An avodah zarah guy, a guy is not even going to be usher. Is not also going to be usher to do it at all, right? Like even though that a yid is something to make the idol, he's not going to be killed unless he actually does the avodah zarah itself. He worships it. So the second part seems to be saying that a guy is not even going to be usher just making in the first place. And for the Gemara, Rav Papa lo lemute lo. That's not what the verse is coming to exclude. Rather, it's limited to the gipa finisha, because it's talking about when they hug and kiss an idol, and that's what it's coming to exclude, says Rashi, that aval asa israbe miviyatsu afagav the bezin she yisrael ein mimisa, they won't kill. So it's also actually going to make it, but begav from Menashe, when it comes to the deal of hugging and kissing, and reading with Masis, and the guy yisrael ein onerig is not going to be killed. It's not, oh, it's not even a problem for the guy to do it. Give an issue to my, now what are we talking about? Hugging and kissing, what type of vodazar? Elim or kedarka, if you want to say, that's the way you go and you serve it. The Barkatalu obviously is going to be killed for that, because that's the Avodah Zarah. That's actually how you serve the Avodah Zarah, assuming that's how it's done. Ela lemutei shelo kedaka. That's when it's an unusual way of doing it. That's not how you go and you serve it. Then you're not going to be killed for that. Dinim. We talked about dinim. That the Avodah Zarah next, they need the goyim. They have to have dinim. Bnei Noach, if could, are Bnei Noach actually commanded? Va'atanya went to Nebraisa, Eser Mitzvos, Estavu Yisrael B'mara. There are 10 mitzvos that the Yidden, this past week's parasha, little blender strikes again. There are 10 mitzvos that the Jews were commanded in Mara. Sheva Shekibul Aleim B'nei Noach, 7 B'nei Noach also accepted upon himself. Sif Aleim Dina V'Shabbos Kibbut Aveim, and they added onto them these three things over here. But if you want to say that it was added at Mara to the Sheva Mitzvos, that means that it was not one of the original ones. Now, dinim says in Gemara, d'chsev, sham sam lo chok u'mishpat. The pasuk says by Gemara, he made for them a statute and an ordinance. Shabbos of kibud avaim, that is, Shabbos and kibud avaim were added. D'chsev, kasher tzivcha Hashem elokecha, like it says, because it says in the Eser Sederos, that as Hashem has commanded you, V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, Kasher Tzivcha B'mara, uses Lashon Kasher Tzivcha B'mara, so therefore these commandments, these mitzvos of Shabbos and Kibbutz were also given at Mara. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to tell us how dinim are included. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Lo Nitzcha Ela Le'eda Ve'edim V'asra. The price is only there for the for this congregation of the judges, ve'edim, and the witnesses, vasara, and warning. But the Yidden were already commanded to set up a dinim before this as part of the Sheva Mitzvos. Yachiv, that's true, the ma'ivosif aleim dinim. Then what does it mean that dinim was added? Right? According to this, they were given only three things, but not actually dinim. Ela, mirav, alunzcha, ela, the dinim kenasos. The Bryce says, needed only reference to kenas, the things known as kenasos. These were added to Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, that they already accepted Sheva Mitzvos, but they didn't have this extra zach of kenasos. Says Rashi, thinks this was Sifu Mamara, the Bnei Noach, lo hisur aleim, d'chsev ha'yitzaveh, gamrina na me'asher yitzaveh. Dahasam tzedakah u'mishpat k'siv, d'hainu din u'pshara, ava kenasos lav mishpat ninu, d'kensina le'tfei medine, that was added on. The Brisa should have said they made additions in this, but they said that they added on. It means that they were now given entire new stuff, not additions to it. Ella, like, that had already existed and they added to it. It's needed to set up a court in every single city. Actually, it's called Medina, every country. Every year in every single city. But the Yidden were already included in that when it came to the Sheva Mitzvos. I have Abnei Noach, lo ifkud. They were not commanded to do this. Just like the Yidden of year were commanded to do and set this type up, they also had to go and do such a thing. So the Gemara says, okay, Ela Marava, Hai Tana, Tana Dvi Menashe. This Tana is a Tana Dvi Menashe, Demapik Dach. Rashi says, Dach is Dinim Ubirchos. Birkas Hashem. He removes two mitzvos of Dach and V'ayel Sach. Instead, he puts instead Sach. Sach is Serus, like sterilizing an animal or a person. V'kilayim. And Kilayim. Where do we see this?
the Tana Devei Menashe, Sheva Mitzis Tava B'nei Noach, Avod Azor V'gili Rash, V'chaz Tamim, Gezel V'evri Menachai, Sirus V'kilayim. Oh, Rehuda says, Adam Rishon L'stava Ela Avod Azor, V'vad Tis Avod Azor, Shanem V'itzav Hashem Elokim, Ela Adam, that he commanded on him. Right? It's like we're saying, that says Rashi, don't go against him with something else. He was also warned about cursing Hashem. Some say, also on dinim, on laws, on the civil law. The Adam Rishon was also said, I am God, do not curse me. Elokim ani lo simruni. I am Hashem, don't exchange me for Avodah Zarah. Elokim ani yehei morei aleichem. You should have my fear upon you to do justice properly. Kiman, was that going like? Ke yesh omrim. Like the yesh omrim. Right, we just ended off by yesh omrim. It says, even on dinim, so this is going like that yesh omrim. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.